It may really just come down to money, or more specifically, whether it's cost-effective to advertise during a time of the year when people have dozens of things to do that have nothing to do with watching TV or listening to the radio.
American life is very full right now, and during a holiday it becomes overfull, and they just don't have the space in their head for politics.
Political strategist Jason Stanford says, on top of that, there's kind of an unwritten rule about the holiday being a politics-free zone.
It's a day for some sort of observance, whether you're observing the religious aspect to it or your family around you or how to build that thing you bought for your kids. It's a time when we all as a society pay attention to each other and not politics, one would hope.
Those politicians who do run Christmas ads often receive a quick and chilly response, even if the ad doesn't say, Merry Christmas, and by the way, elect me. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee found that out when he ran a Christmas ad as part of his campaign for president in 2007.
At this time of year, sometimes it's nice to pull aside from all of that and just remember that what really matters is the celebration of the birth of Christ and being with our family and our friends.
The message starts by mentioning the torrent of political ads people had seen so far that month. The only mention that it's a campaign ad comes at the end when Huckabee for President flashes at the bottom of the screen. Still, the ad was attacked, mostly with accusations of subliminal messages in the ad, like, strangely enough, whether or not there was a floating cross in the background. Of course, Huckabee took the attacks and ran with it on the campaign trail, like during this stump speech in December 2007.
And now everybody from the Today Show to The View, Bill O'Reilly, we just saw him on our way here, and he had some guests, and they were all talking about how, well, I think this is just an incredibly offensive ad.
The closest we've seen to Christmas ads this year in Texas have been a slew of 12 Days of Christmas takeoffs on YouTube, from the 12 Days of Pericronyism to the 12 Days of Hutchison Flip-Flops. Although a few lucky parishioners at Dallas's Episcopal Church of the Incarnation will have a bit of a political flavor to this year's Christmas program. This year's Bible readers include Dallas Mayor Tom Leppert, Dallas County District Attorney Craig Watkins, and Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison. Reporting on the Texas governor's race for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.